comedy was dealt a blow this week. Film director Billy Wilder and entertainers Milton Berle and Dudley Moore all died in a 24-hour period, prompting these thoughts from NPR's Murray Horowitz.
When my dad was about 65, he talked about how retirement, old age, and even death began to seem natural to him. It was because, he said, the world was becoming an increasingly unrecognizable place. I'm 52, and as Dad predicted, I'm beginning to feel it myself. This week, my world suddenly got a whole lot more unrecognizable. It's like there's 27% less laughter now in the English-speaking world. Milton Berle, Dudley Moore, and Billy Wilder were from a school of comedy that relied heavily on the human character, on stories and language, the kind of comedy that lets us know we're all in this together, laughing at ourselves. Like that last exchange in Some Like It Hot. I'm a man. Well, nobody's perfect. But comedy has changed. It has come to depend more and more on ridicule and cynicism. Most comedy these days makes us feel good about ourselves because we're better and hipper and smarter than the people getting laughed at. It's funny that I'm lumping Berle in with the old school because there are those who think the change began with Uncle Milty. Berle was thought by some folks to be the worst, most vulgar thing that had ever happened to American humor. He didn't have the wit of Groucho Marx or the satirical skill of Fred Allen. And goodness knows there were times when Billy Wilder and Dudley Moore were more silly than funny. Think Buddy Buddy or Ten. But all three men respected the audience. They seldom played down to us, and it may be because they all had at least one foot in the golden age of comedy, an age that produced masters from W.C. Fields and Buster Keaton through George Burns, Gracie Allen, and Tim Moore, the Kingfish, all the way up to Peter Sellers and Jonathan Winters. It was comedy that delivered, and the three men, we now mourn, knew it well. Billy Wilder, as we've been reminded almost hourly this last couple of days, co-wrote and directed Some Like It Hot, judged the greatest comedy film of all time by the American Film Institute. Dudley Moore has now rejoined his late partner, Peter Cook. As half of Beyond the Fringe, and later in their two-man show, Behind the Fridge, and in the original Bedazzled, and in their classic Pete and Dud routines, they were one of the greatest comedy teams of all time. And as for Milton Berle, although he was famous for stealing jokes, the jokes were often very good. It was Milton Berle, after all, who asked if doctors who treat people for amnesia make them pay in advance. I'm not a complete curmudgeon. There are some very funny comedians working nowadays. Just this same week, one of the stars of the original Kings of Comedy, Bernie Mac, won a Peabody Award, an honor that had eluded Milton Berle. But it's true that now I don't laugh at so many things, and my brother thinks I'm a snob. It's just that there seem to be more comedians these days trying to make me laugh and not succeeding. Dudley Moore, Milton Berle, and Billy Wilder did succeed most of the time, and my world's a little less funny for their absence. But to paraphrase the great Yiddish humorist Sholem Aleichem, don't weep over them. Think of them with joy.
Murray Horowitz is Vice President for Cultural Programming here at NPR.